Eve right here at Kenton, Ohio. Amen. And I thank God each time we get to come together and be in His presence and praise Him and worship Him and just have Him touch our lives. Amen. And so tonight we're just going to join together because the Lord is already in our midst. Amen. He's already here and He's been waiting for us to get here just so that He could have this time with us. I don't ever want you to forget that the Bible says that the Lord would come and walk with Adam in the cool of every day. And so when we set days apart like this to worship God, He's already ready for us to come into His midst. Amen. And so His presence is here and we're going to step right into who He is. Amen. Amen.
Lifted. testimony for every victory. I've got a song to say. Jesus, He lives in me. His grace and mercy is my testimony for every victory. I've got a song to say. Look how He lifted me. Jesus, He lifted me. Jesus, He lifted me. Jesus, He lifted me. Jesus, He lifted me. Lord, we bless Your name. Something new. of praise make a dead man walk again.
When we started worship, I wasn't feeling anything, right? Just up here, singing because I'm going to praise the Lord. And I said, you know what, God? What am I looking for, feeling for? Just my conversation I'm having to God while I'm singing. Worship ain't about a feeling. Worship ain't about emotionalism. Worship is about giving him what's due him because he's worthy of it. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored. He is worthy not because I feel him, but because he is who he is. So if you're looking for feeling, I'm sorry. It's not what we're supposed to be looking for. You worship him anyway. Amen? And then he came. Amen? Then he came. Why? Because I'm not looking at anybody else but him. Not looking at Logan to create something. Not looking at Linda to start singing off in her beautiful voice and the anointing that she holds. Not looking for it. Not looking for a drum beat that Jared does that just catches me because that's one of my favorite. The bass is, oh, not looking for that. I'm going to praise him regardless if I hear any of it. Amen? And when you seek him, you're going to find him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Son, are you ready?
Yeah, I got one.
Amen.
As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Fill the room. You're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Calm down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me.
Yeah.
when you fill the room. You're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me.
But to start running and never stop. Seeking your face, Holy Spirit. Seeking your face, Lord. Seeking you. Rain down that fire on us. Lord, we thank you. Fill us. Fill us. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you. Hallelujah. Fill us. Touch me. What only you can do. I sense that he wants to say something, and we're not moving until he does. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's a stirring and there is a shaking that's happening on this earth today. Did I not tell you that everything that can be shaken will be shaken? It's not time for you to be ignorant of the devices of the devil, but it is time for you to understand who you are and whose you are. I have put Jesus as your foundation, the strongest foundation you can have, so that you would not be moved, that you would not be turned. Stand on the firm foundations and do not be carried away by what is happening. Did I not say that even the very elect would be pulled away? Stand, be a watchman, watch, pray, seek me, hear me. My sheep know my voice. So when there's a voice that comes that's not me, you know it. You go on my voice and my voice alone, my leading and my leading alone. I have given you the strength. I've given you the authority. I have given you the power to overcome. I live on the inside of you. Greater am I than he that's on the outside of you. So stand, fight, fight the good fight. Not talking about natural fights. I'm talking about your spiritual battles. Quit apologizing that all you can do is pray. Praying is one of the most mighty weapons I have given you. Use it. Use it. Don't allow the enemy to bring distractions into your life. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. You keep your eyes straight on me. And I will bring you through this. I will provide. I will take care of. And you will come out without a smell of smoke on you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. We just praise you, Lord.
Amen.
We're just so thankful for your goodness, Father, and how you touch us and what you do. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Hey, Miss Sally. God bless you.
Hey. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
It's good to see you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Man, I'd say.
Praise God.
It's time Hallelujah. To dig in like never before, isn't it?
Yes.
It's time to really focus yes. like never before and to understand what is going on. Don't focus on politics. Don't focus on anything else. Focus on Jesus.
Amen.
Don't focus on gas prices. Focus on Jesus.
Amen.
Don't focus on food prices. Focus on Jesus.
Amen.
Right? He's going to supply it. He's going to take care of us.
Yes.
He's going to do what's necessary to yes. take care of his people. And all we have to do is keep our eyes on him.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you. Thank yes. you, Father. Thank you, yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is definitely the time to be pressing into the Lord. Seek him and he will be found. Amen.
Yes.
And that's what our, this is where we really get to meet the rubber in the road.
Rubber meets the road.
Yeah, where the rubber meets the road. And this is where we really get to define ourselves as to who we are. People of faith, people that believe, and people that put God first. Amen?
Yep.
Because in so doing, you're setting a course where God will always be the one that brings you through. Amen? And so we want to make sure.
And people are watching and people are needing a hope. People are needing a yes. peace. People are needing something to grab a hold of, right? No matter where you're at, people are looking for it. Amber's in the hospital. Logan was telling us, but I read a little bit of it too. There's a tornado going. They put you in the basement. Amber's the voice for the Lord down there. Starts praying and starts singing praises down there. Telling them they're going to be fine. They're going to be okay. God's with us. You know, you're the voice. You're the strength that they see. We shouldn't be arguing among us. What is that? We shouldn't be arguing the word. Let's show forth God's love. Amen? Be prepared. Amen. Be prepared. What is the hope of your calling? Jesus!
Amen.
Why are you so excited? Jesus! Why are you not concerned because of this and this and this is going on? I've seen you post one time about the gas rates. Why not? Because I'm not scared. I don't post about the president. Why? Because I'm not moved. I don't care if it was this person or this person in the presidency. Why don't you care? Because Jesus is still Lord.
Amen.
I wasn't called to worship a president. I wasn't called to look to him for all of my needs. I wasn't called to that. I'm called to worship my Lord.
Amen.
And to keep my eyes focused and set on him.
Amen.
Where does the hope of the world come from? Us. Us. Us, because we have the hope. We have the Jesus to tell them about.
Amen.
And give them hope. Here, I thought she was smiling at me, saying, yes, you're doing good. No, she's smiling at that baby. He trying to help me out over there again? Yep, it's all right. Listen, we are. That's who we are.
Amen.
Get out of your head. Get out of the news. Get out of those nasty posts that people are making. Don't need to respond. You don't need to be part of. You don't need to be doing it too. Focus on Jesus and be the light. Be the light.
Amen.
Whew.
Amen.
I'm fired up tonight.
Amen.
Might have been what's going on this week. We had a week of Pentecost this week. I made it to two of those. That was amazing.
Yes.
We had some Monday, Tuesday. Awesome. Amen. Awesome. So we had a great time.
Yep.
Amen.
The Lord was moving and it was good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so I'm trying to think of announcements, and the only thing I can think of is VBS is July 24th. We've got Pump July 21st. I'm sure that's settled who you got going. Okay, if not, it's not too late. See, Philip, it's not too late. The Women's Craft Day is June 25th, and online, you have until tomorrow on the Women's Facebook group. I think it's OBMCC Kitten Women. What's the title of that, Angel? Yeah, I think it is too. There is an invite out there on that because ours is gone. They had to start preparing like our sign-up sheet. But you can still go sign up out there, okay? And so tomorrow is your last day for that. So she has time to prepare everything for that day. So that's going to be great. That's at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be fun. Men? Carrie, you got anything to announce? Like, no? You don't got anything to announce, no? No men's breakfast yet? Sorry, I just have to keep messing with them. It's fun. Women have only believed ministries. There you go. So that's a Facebook page out there that we have that we all come, people communicate in. There's been somebody making prayers in there, so join it. If you haven't joined it, women, join it. Men, you can too. You just can't come to the women's breakfast or the painting day. You got to make your own day. Or maybe we'll do a joint day where we do a painting day for anybody and everybody that wants to come. That's a great idea. But just keep in mind that because of July 4th weekend, it being a holiday weekend, we won't have the women's breakfast in July, but we will in August, and it will be awesome. And we are having Amber Whited. She's going to be teaching us on that day. So we're excited about that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, I guess at this time we better let the children go to children's church and get on their way with their stuff they have for tonight. Praise God. And before I forget, I think this is time for us to take up the offering. And what we're going to do tonight is I'm just going to have the buckets brought up and you are just going to use your faith because you know why you give. Amen? You know why you give. You have a faith for giving. And I want you to just use your faith tonight and release your seed based upon why you give because of what you believe. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we take this time for tithes and offerings, God, we just give you glory, Father. This is an extension of our worship time, Father. And Lord, this is time for us to show you and just prove you now. You say, prove me now, herewith saith the Lord, and see if I will not pour you out a blessing and open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer on your behalf. And the Lord is just looking for you to trust him. And tonight, God, we show our faith and we just trust you. And Lord, you pour out upon your people accordingly. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So good. Amen. And tonight, I think I'm going to just continue talking about being filled with the Spirit, being filled with the Holy Ghost. And I think I'm just going to go in back and review some things and just make sure that we know that being filled with the Holy Ghost is just a different process, is a different experience than our salvation experience. And we're just going to read here in the book of Acts chapter 19. And it says that in verse 2 that Paul's speaking, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto him, John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12. And so I want you to see something here, that when you get saved, you prepare your heart to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? Once you are saved, then you are qualified to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want you to know that when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, it was after years of being a part of a denomination that didn't exactly believe in the Holy Ghost like that. And so for me, it took a little while for me to be saved and in God and understand that there was such an experience as the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And when I received the Holy Ghost, I only received one syllable. Yep. That I sounded like a little shotgun. Da. And that's all I did was repeat that over and over for about a week. And then my tongue was loosed and I could flow in the Holy Ghost. And I don't know why everybody's experience is different, but I want you to know that the experience of receiving the Holy Ghost is different for every individual. I've heard of people that got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost in the same night, got saved and then got filled immediately. I've heard of people that have gotten filled in the church and then at home and all over all kinds of places. Miss Regina got filled at home with Philip. She was just reading the Bible during the day and reading on the Holy Ghost, and she had never even been in church, so she was just, everything she read was just brand new to her. And I'll never forget that she received the Holy Ghost before I did because she was more open to it. Amen. We both received it in the same meeting, but she received it the first day, and it took me the second day after fighting with God to receive the Holy Ghost. I'm serious. I was not a believer at first. I was kind of skeptical. And so it doesn't matter what your background is, and it doesn't matter where you start off your faith. It just matters where you wind up at. Amen? And we want to make sure that we know that being filled with the Holy Ghost is something that God has for us as a body of believers. Amen? Hallelujah. We're just going to go to Acts chapter 2 for a minute. And I want to read, and it says in verse 37, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be ye baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." I want to make sure that we went over this again, because in today's world, sometimes within the church, people will act like things have passed away and things are no longer available. But this says that it's for everybody, even those who are far off, which meaning that us today, it's available for us to receive the Holy Ghost, and that he should be a part of our life. Amen? That we have the right to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And the way you're going to know that you are filled with the Holy Ghost is that you do get the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Amen? And you get a prayer language that is for you. Amen? I want you to know that that's the biggest reason why you need to receive the Holy Ghost, is so that you can establish a prayer language in a life that is for you within your salvation experience. God paid a price for you to have this and for you to know the Comforter. In fact, we're going to look here in the book of John, and we're going to see in one scripture, the Lord says that it's expedient for you. It's very important for you that he would go up and so that we could receive the Holy Ghost. He says in verse 7 of John 16, he says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sins and of the righteousness of the judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of the world is judged. I've yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come." But I wanted you to see here that the Lord says it's expedient. That means that it's very important for you. It behooves you. It's critical for you. It's critical for us that the Lord went up and that he gave us the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, to be our partner here on the earth. We're going to look here in the book of John again, in John 14. And it says in John 14, 16 through 17, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, when the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." And so the Lord makes certain that we understand that the Spirit of the Lord wants us to be open to receive the Holy Ghost, that this is the promise of the Father. Amen. And the Lord was hoping that one thing that you would do when you got saved is that you would open your heart up and be willing to receive the Holy Ghost into your life. Amen. In Luke chapter 11, 13, it says that we, being natural or evil, desire to give good gifts to our children, and how much more will your Father want to desire to give you the Holy Ghost? Amen? And then we're going to look here at Acts chapter 4. Because I also want you to know that there are times throughout your life where you're going to be receiving an impartation of the Holy Ghost to strengthen you. And here in Acts chapter 4, we're going to read in verse 23 on down to about 31. And what happened is there was some people, there was disciples that were doing what they were supposed to do for the Lord. And as a result, they got punished and they got beaten and they were being threatened and then they got let go. And so it says in verse 23, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to the Lord with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in there is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to know something, that we need the Holy Ghost for times of refreshing within our own life. Amen? Here we see that these were believers that had already been filled with the Holy Ghost, and they were out doing the work of the Lord, which got them taken captive. And we find out that even though this is true, we find out that here what refreshed them was going back into the prayer time and asking the Lord to touch them again. Refresh them again. See, sometimes we need to make sure that we spend time praying in the Holy Ghost so that we can be refreshed. Remember, the Bible says that when we pray to the Lord, we're building ourselves up when we pray in the Holy Ghost. And we're praying directly to God. Yes. And I think one of the most critical things about your prayer as a believer when you pray in the Holy Ghost is the fact that your prayer goes up without being touched by anything in the natural realm. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, your mind is not on, it's not making adjustments to it. The natural flesh is not making adjustments to it. It's the pure way that your spirit gets to pray directly to God, and God gets to be in direct communication with your spirit. Amen? Amen. Yes. Now, for those of you who are filled with the Holy Ghost, I hope and pray that you've had this experience, that sometimes after praying in the Holy Ghost, you receive answers to things. You have situations that you pray in the Holy Ghost, you will receive a Holy Ghost answer. Amen? And that's what the Holy Ghost is for. The Bible says in the book of Romans that the Spirit prays and groans things that we don't understand in situations that we can't understand. Amen? And He'll pray for us and pray about our infirmities and pray about those things that need adjusted by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we are people that have a heart open to receive the Holy Ghost and keep Him as a part of our life. Amen? We find out that these people in the book of Acts were worn out, even though they were doing something for God, amen? Because they were being fought against. And sometimes, even when you are doing what you are supposed to be doing, the enemy will press against you. And you want to make sure that that's when you need to go back to the Lord and ask Him to fill you again. Lord, strengthen me during this time. Father, give me help during this time. And praying in the Holy Ghost, you will be refreshed, you will be strengthened, and God will be able to help you in the middle of what you have happening. Amen? Amen. That baby is over there preaching right along with me. Amen? I'm going to look here at John 14, 26. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Now, that word Comforter means called alongside the help. The helper, the strengthener. The one that's going to come with abilities that you don't have. And the one that's going to come with an ability to bring you through things. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So we need the Holy Ghost so he can teach us. Amen? The Holy Ghost will teach us all things and will come alongside of us and just strengthen us. And that is exactly what the Lord does. Amen? Hallelujah. We also need to be reminded that it says right here in the book of Jude, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Isn't that interesting that it says, but beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Wow. That's a strong statement, isn't it? That's just something to keep in our spirit, that the Lord says that praying, that we can build ourselves up by praying in the Holy Ghost, which is our most holy faith. And again, that's because when we pray in the Holy Ghost, there's nothing of this earth that's distracting. There's nothing of this earth that's giving input. You're praying directly to the Father, and that Spirit is going directly between you and Him. And that channel of conversation is something that only God can bring to your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to go to the book of John just for a minute. Because I want to read something to us. It says in John 14, 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I want to make sure that we understand that the Holy Spirit has always been here with us. Amen. And we know that he's always working on our behalf. But we also should know that he wants to dwell in us. And that means that the Holy Ghost expects to be in your spirit. And that's how you know when you receive him, by praying in other tongues and having that birth in you. Amen. Because the manifestation of praying in other tongues is a confirmation that the Holy Ghost is in you, and therefore the gifts that come along with the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, are going to operate in your life at a much higher level. Amen? Amen? Now, a person that does not have the Holy Ghost can, in the name of Jesus, pray and get rid of a devil. Amen? But if you have received the Holy Ghost, it makes you that much stronger. Amen? It makes you that much more empowered to be able to do what you're supposed to do. Amen? I want you to know that the Lord is with us tonight, and I want you to know that the Lord is with you. Amen? And that he wants to move on your behalf in a great way. Amen? And so the Holy Ghost is that Spirit of God that moves with us and does the work on the earth. Amen? Even in the beginning, it says that the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the earth. Amen? And the word was spoken, and we know that to be Jesus. And the voice that spoke was God. We know that to be the Heavenly Father. And the Holy Ghost was the one doing the work. And he's the one that does the work in our life. Amen? And he's the one that wants to do the work for us each and every day. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16, it says, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And if any man defile the temple of God, he shall God destroy." Woo, that's a strong word. "For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." Now, I thank God that we have protection against being destroyed because we're children of God. Amen? And when we give our life to the Lord, he'll make sure that he keeps us and strengthens us. And it says right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it says in verse 19, "What? Know ye that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Amen? So we want to make sure that we are keeping ourselves available to the Holy Ghost, and we're keeping ourselves available to God in every area of our life, and that we are just ready to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen? So hallelujah. Amen. I guess what I want to do right now is I just want to ask, is there anybody in here who's not filled with the Holy Ghost that would love to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Okay, we have someone. All right. All right, we have two people. Amen. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to have you come up here, and I'm going to pray for you. And I believe that God is going to do what God does. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hi, Miss Emma. Amen. Wes, step up here. Okay, guys. Now listen. What the Bible says is that if you're saved, which you are, all we have to do is ask and we can receive the Holy Ghost, okay? So the same way you ask the Lord into your life, we're going to ask the Holy Ghost to come into our life. Amen? And I'm going to lay my hands on you. And when I do, I believe that you're going to receive the Holy Ghost, okay? Because that's what God has for you, okay? And then you're going to have a prayer language, and God's going to be able to pray through you. And what's going to happen is, when I pray for you, don't try to pray like you do in your natural mind. You're just going to have to let yourself go and just let whatever comes out of your mouth comes out. Okay, like when I first did it, that's all I had. But then that developed into a prayer language, okay? And so when I pray for you, I believe God's just going to go ahead and touch you. Actually, I feel the anointing. Really, I do. I feel it strongly. And I believe God's going to touch you, okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I lay my hands on Brother West, Father, I just believe in Jesus' name that he's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and God, that he's going to be receiving the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And God, we just thank you right now, Father. Lord, fill him in Jesus' name. Let him be filled. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now, Wes, I believe you've received. Now, all you got to do is begin to pray. Father, just fill him with the language, Lord God, and let him grow in boldness, Father God, and let him pray and receive of you the wisdom and the direction and the teaching that you have for him, Father, for he has received that gift that you have granted to him, Father, and Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Miss Emma. Praise God. Now listen, just like I told Wes, everybody has their own experience, okay? And I'm going to tell you that when I pray for you, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, okay? And then you're going to be able to pray in other tongues. And it might take some time for you, but it's going to come out. And you just might flow right away and just have it all, okay? But I'll pray for you, and I'm going to lay my hands right up here on your shoulder area, and you're going to receive the Holy Ghost. Are you ready? Father God, in the name of Jesus, now, Lord, I believe right now, Father, I lay my hands on him. Miss Emma, God, that Father, you're filling her with the Holy Ghost, Father. And Lord, I just ask you to come right now, God, and fill her with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues and the power of God, Father God. And Lord, let this just flow in her life, Father. Let her have her own prayer language that you've given her, Father, and you're going to speak to her through. And God, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, Emma, don't try to pray with your own understanding. And I know that you might want to do that more privately, and I support what you want to do. But don't try to pray and think through it. Just let what comes out, okay? And you will receive it, okay? All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I thank God that he's able to move within our life at any time that he wants to move. Amen. And when we have our heart open to him, he's always willing to move on our behalf. Amen. So I just want to thank each and every one of you for being here. And I'm just going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you glory and we just give you praise, Father God. And we just thank you for your goodness, God. And we thank you for your love and your mercy and for touching us and touching our lives, God. And Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus that those of us who have been filled with the Holy Ghost, it's as though we're going to receive a refreshing, Father God. Lord, that in this time, I pray that your people would take on a new boldness, Father God, and that we would make sure that we live for you more than ever, God. And Father, we're just making certain that you are number one priority in our life, God. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank you. Praise God. Right now, we're going to pray for Matt's wife, Heather, that she would receive healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray right now that you loose the working of miracles and healing to go right now into Heather, Father God. And Lord, what ailment she has, Father, loose the working of miracles and healing to bring her to divine health. And Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, we put Valerie before you, Father. And Lord, this area of concern, God, in her brain, Lord, we're asking for prayer and believing for a great, good report, God, that the doctors will find, God, nothing there or whatever's there, that God, that will be treated. And God, we thank you that right now we just loose the working of miracles and healing, Father God. And we just believe you for a good report, Father God. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. I want to thank you for being here and being with us. And I thank God to look forward to Sunday with you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.